McDonald's. Bees and humans alike have their criteria for selection. Symmetry and sweetness in the case of the bee. Heft and nutritional value in the case of the potato-eating human. The fact that one of us has evolved to become intermittently aware of its desires makes no difference whatsoever to the flower or the potato taking part in this arrangement. All those plants care about is what every being cares about on the most basic genetic level, making more copies of itself. Through trial and error, these plant species have found that the best way to do that is to induce animals, bees or people, it hardly matters, to spread their genes. How? By playing on the animal's desires, conscious and otherwise. The flowers and spuds that manage to do this most effectively are the ones that get to be fruitful and multiply. So the question arose in my mind that day. Did I choose to plant these potatoes, or did the potato make me do it? In fact, both statements are true. I can remember the exact moment that spud seduced me, showing off its knobby charms in the pages of a seed catalog. I think it was the tasty-sounding, buttery yellow flesh that did it. This was a trivial, semi-conscious event. It never occurred to me that our catalog encounter was of any evolutionary consequence whatsoever. Yet evolution can